You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be in the United States at the same time as President Donald Trump puts pressure on Iran over the drone attack on Saudi Arabia's oil supplies. The US was quick to blame Iran after the attack last weekend and now has its ally, Saudi Arabia, backing its stance that Iran was to blame. Colonel Turki al-Maliki from the Saudi Defence Ministry addressed the media while standing alongside what he says are the remains of Iranian drones.
The attack was launched from the north and was unquestionably sponsored by Iran. The evidence that you have seen in front of you makes this undeniable.
Iran has denied any involvement and has warned it will retaliate if attacked. Donald Trump says he's giving careful consideration to his options, including what he calls the ultimate option.
We'll be adding some very significant sanctions onto Iran. Well, there are many options. There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position.
Greens MP Adam Bandt says he's worried about Scott Morrison's seemingly close relationship with President Trump and what that could mean for Australia.
I'm very, very worried that we're seeing this closer tie between Scott Morrison and Donald Trump. If there's one world leader that you shouldn't be hitching your wagon to at the moment, it's Donald Trump. Who knows what wars we're going to be led into, including whether that's going to engage in another conflict in the Middle East or whether it's dragging us into other trade wars that really should have nothing to do with us. At the end of the day, Australia should be carving out its own independent foreign policy on the world stage, and instead we seem to be coattailing Donald Trump on everything from climate change to trade, and that's a very, very worrying sign for Australia.
And on climate change, Adam Bandt has criticised Scott Morrison for choosing to skip a climate change summit at the UN in New York when he'll be in the US at the time.
I think it's a combination of cowardice and contempt. Scott Morrison knows that at this summit, world leaders are being asked to more aggressively cut pollution and to start to rein in coal. And Scott Morrison obviously doesn't want to do that. He'd prefer to hang out with Donald Trump instead.
The US trip will involve a visit to an Australian-owned cardboard manufacturing plant in Ohio, as well as an extensive ceremonial program. The chief executive of the United States Studies Center, Professor Simon Jackman, says the effort the Trump administration is putting into the visit shows it sees both Australia and Japan as vital allies, given its fractured relationship with China and China's Indo-Pacific expansion.
It reveals, I think, the significance that the United States places in Australia at this moment as its strategic focus returns quite markedly to the Indo-Pacific. Australia is partner number one, or maybe partner number two, depending on where Japan lines up on any given day of the week. We are that important to where the balance of strategic thinking in the United States and action will follow. Australia is an incredibly important partner to the United States now, but also as the argy-bargy with China gets harder, keeping Australia in the tent and a close ally will be very important to American strategic planning and thinking, no matter who is president of the United States.
Professor Jackman isn't expecting the US to place any significant demands on Australia during the actual visit, at least not publicly. But he says a speech by the US ambassador to Australia, Arthur B. Coverhouse Jr., points to a possible request for Australian involvement in the South China Sea. Mr. Coverhouse has called on Australia to embrace its power leadership role in the region and call out malign influences. Professor Jackman wonders whether the US will try to convince Australia to take part in freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, something successive Australian governments have resisted.
And I can't help but wonder, is there a bit of a concerted push coming? Perhaps not on this visit, it may not be the time we announce it, maybe it will be and we'll be surprised, but are we going to get pushed a little harder on an action like that, a very visible sign that we're with America on you know, its more robust approach to handling China in the region.
Labor's Senate leader Penny Wong has called on Scott Morrison to use the visit to call for an end to the US-China trade war. One topic that isn't on the agenda is the plight of the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Australian faces the prospect of being extradited from the UK and being put on trial in the US. He's currently being held in solitary confinement in a US prison. Despite calls from the Australian Citizens legal team, Scott Morrison has repeatedly declined to raise the matter with Donald Trump during previous meetings. Lawyer Jen Robinson says those representations should be made on behalf of her client.
The special relationship with the United States means that we're unable to raise issues of concern to the Australian public with the United States. What's the point of that relationship? If we have such a great close relationship, then we ought to be able to have these frank discussions about protecting basic principles and protecting Australian citizens.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.